Now, the Netherlands is known for its extensive network of bicycle lanes, but it hasn't stopped developing it. In fact, this month it has seen a wave of new cycle lane innovations. It's great for science and technology, and it's great for the environment, even health. But as Susanna Costa has been finding out, it's also great for competition. The Netherlands is turning innovation into a new sport.
A bicycle lane snails through an open field. Mobile spotlights illuminate it.
It's up to you three to open the Van Gogh Rose Garden cycle path.
And then the lights go off. A swirling pattern of thousands of sparkling stones encased within the concrete come to light in the misty night.
It's magical because it's very dark and now it's a bit misty, so that makes it a bit of tension, gives it. It's nice.
The pattern was inspired by Van Gogh's painting Starry Night. It's 125 years since Van Gogh died. He used to live around here. Daan Rozengaarde designed the illuminated path. He's famous for his glow-in-the-dark innovations.
How do you feel?
Like a star. In a weird way, yeah. No, it's exciting, so I'm happy it's public. Now it's for everyone.
At Heijmans Construction Company, Josine van der Linde heads the department that developed the stones.
These are the glass beads we use in the Van Gogh bicycle path for their glow-in-the-dark effect. The electricity it needs is so few that you can easily do it by solar panel. But one of our main goals in development in the future will be a combined system where indeed the glowing lines collect enough energy throughout the day that they can glow all night without any electrical assistance.
Rozengaarde says energy concerns are forcing people to be more creative in the Netherlands. The country wants to reduce carbon emissions by 80-95% by 2050. Add to that an economic slowdown, it's got people thinking about saving money. But rather than get stuck in the doldrums, people in the Netherlands are turning to innovation. Maarten Heijer is the Director General of PBL, the Netherlands Environmental Assessment Agency.
It's definitely a new thing. There's a creative competition where each municipality wants to do better than the other. And that is precisely the environment in which you get true innovations.
And for a company like Heijmans, it's the kind of environment they need to develop and test innovations. Josine van der Linde.
For us it's also very important to have the backing of local governments, because most of the time they are the first ones to notice new technologies and get really enthusiastic.
The same day the city of Eindhoven opened the Van Gogh Rozengaarde bicycle path, Henk Kamp, the Minister of Economic Affairs, opened the world's first solar bicycle lane in the city of Krommenie. It's called the Solar Road, and the tarmac is made up of rows of crystalline silicon solar cells embedded in the concrete. They're covered with a translucent layer of tempered glass. And Henk Kamp says this is just the beginning.
We start with the bikes and then perhaps the buses and the cars. We are investing in innovation a lot of money as a government, in total about 2 billion euros every year.
The environmental agency's Maarten Heijer has some technical reservations about Solar Road. He says the service is too rough for it to produce a lot of energy, especially if it gets dirty. But then he also says that producing lots of energy may not always be the point.
It might be that the real significance is here in the symbolics. Public space has always been the space where people like to show they can make a difference. One thing to keep in mind, if you don't experiment, you can't learn. So we should also allow experiments to not work.
There's plenty of experimentation going on. As part of plans to reduce carbon emissions, the country wants to boost the number of commuting cyclists by 20% in the next 8 years. And that's given cycling new impetus, says Martijn van Es of the Dutch Cyclist Union.
The bicycle is getting more and more popular in the Netherlands at this moment.
Wait a second, more popular?
More popular, even more popular than it was already. And not just with cyclists, but also with policymakers and with engineers.
And he wants the momentum to last.
You see, there are a lot of things developing at the moment, but the crucial thing, what we would like to do, is to ensure that it's not just trying and talking, but also give it some time and a permanent place in all the solutions for cyclists in the Netherlands.
There are a lot of things happening, almost too many to mention. Even a heated bicycle lane that melts ice and snow. Some things will catch on, other ideas will fail. But one thing is certain, the Netherlands is innovating all it can to take an age-old cycling tradition and making it fit for our times.
Susanna Costa reporting there from Eindhoven in the Netherlands.